back on the Mike McCarthy Show. This week, once again, we have game balls, three wins in a row. And for the offense, it's T.J. Lang. You said, Mike, he had a great week, even with the fumble recovery as well.
He had a great week. He had a great pregame speech. He was our selected player to talk to the team after the prayer. Played one heck of a football game and clearly had probably one of the biggest plays in the game with the fumble recovery.
Anything you can share about the speech?
It's inside information, Lance.
It was just good. We'll go with that.
It was just a good speech.
Excellent speech.
Mike, for real, I was watching your defensive tape from the Dolphin game, and I'm not grading it or anything. I'm just watching it, and I'm thinking, the 21.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton Dix. He's a player. He's a player, and apparently you guys did too. You guys thought those thoughts too because he's got the defensive game ball.
No doubt about it. Clearly the best performance on our defense in Miami. And really just his production too was outstanding. I think 9+ tackles. Just flew around command, making adjustments and things like that. So, took a huge step.
And Micah Hyde gets the special teams game ball. I know on one return, Mike, he definitely flipped the field, got it out there to the 40-yard line.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the field position was definitely not in our favor, overall for the whole game. And that was a big play for Mike, for us. But Micah made, absolutely.
Mike, since we're talking about individual players, one guy that seems to have brought some juice to the party over the past couple games, LaTroy Guyon. Seeing some pretty good signs of life from LaTroy?
Hey, absolutely. LaTroy's really, he keeps coming on, making more plays each and every week. I think what happens sometimes, particularly linemen, when they miss a lot of time at training camp, the pad level and just not getting the pad at work, sometimes sets you back a little bit. So I think you're really starting to see him be more comfortable and really coming into his own in our defense.
Mike, how did the defense go on, or how tough of an adjustment was it when Sam Shields and Tremont went down, basically back-to-back plays, and what did you have to do?
Well, I just point to our grit as a football team. I mean, these guys just keep playing. Jared Bush played lights out on special teams and did some good things, when he went there on defense. Casey Hayward obviously stepped up. So, when Tremont went down back-to-back right after Sam, I mean, it's – to lose your two starting corners, you obviously impacts your defense. But, Devon House played very well, too. So I thought our guys just stepped up and kept playing. I was very impressed overall with our secondary play.
All right, next up, we'll get you ready for the Carolina Panthers. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, you got to get ready for the Carolina Panthers here at home. And the one guy that you're really concerned about, Cam Newton, 6'5", 250 pounds, had 107 yards rushing against the Bengals. He can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Cam Newton's an extraordinary athlete, obviously excellent quarterback. I mean, you're talking about a very good football team. Obviously, I think they're the number two seed coming out in the NFC playoffs last year. So this is a big NFC game for us. It's great to be home. This will be our third home game of the first half. So it seems like we've been on the road forever. But this is an important game. He's a big-time player.
Mike, early in his career, of course, Julius Peppers played for Carolina. And late in the first half yesterday, he's rushing a passer from the left side of the field. And the ball goes to the other side on a screen pass. And Julius Peppers on a dead sprint. I mean, he's rushing the passer, chases the thing down, knocks the guy out of bounds, prevents a first down. And when you have your big guys doing stuff like that, I mean, the big guys doing stuff, it's got to be great for your football team.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's why we consider pursuit and finish, pursuit of your defense and coverage units and the finish of your offense and your return game to be fundamentals of Packer football. I mean, it's such a key component, and especially when your big men are doing it, it definitely stands out.
Mike, good luck against the Carolina Panthers this
Sunday.
Thank you,
Lance.
All right. And by the way, don't forget, Packers Women's Association 28th Annual Food Drive, cash donations as well as non-perishable food items accepted. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Thanks for watching, everybody.